It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Stavin's Den.
We are back. You are listening to Davin's Den. Joe is no longer with us, but Pip is still here. We got a special guest on the phone who I will introduce in 1 second as soon as I can find my comics in the news music.
It kind of sounded like Joe was no longer with us. Like, No, that's the way it came out. I was Joe, like, oh, my God.
Joe's with us in spirit. Where the fuck is comics? Pip, Phil, while I find this.
That's so funny. So it's like, okay, just talk about nothing
for people.
Never
mind, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Well, because this is the comic that was actually in the news.
Yes, he was.
So I want to play the proper theme.
That's a good idea.
And now it's time for Comics in the News.
All right. Joining us on the phone is actually a comic that was in the news day. Long Island's bad boy of comedy, Mike Keegan. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. How's it going? How are you, Davin, Pip?
It's good to have you back on the show. It's been a few years. So,
I missed you guys. So, sorry to hear about Joe Curry.
Well, you know, let's be honest. He's not a healthy man. So. And he is a Long Island comic, so you just moved up a spot.
Yeah, exactly.
And the bagel boss is in jail, so you moved up 50 spots, or I don't even
that's
know.
That's right. I think I'm the most famous person on Long Island right now.
Yeah, well, it's an honor to have you on the air with us. Now, we must be full disclosure. Mike is a friend of mine. I've worked with Mike. I've had Mike on my shows at the Sidespinning Production shows. Always happy to have him. He always does a nice job. I have
Absolutely.
Worked for Mike on occasion. Joe is friends with him after they got off to a rocky start when Mike acted the fool at the compound party that we were at.
Oopsie.
And everyone's like, well, who brought him? And Mike said Joe did, even though he didn't.
Oh, man.
I made my return there on Labor Day.
You've gotten a reprise.
I've gotten a reprieve. I kept my clothes on the entire time.
Thank you.
That's always a plus.
Thank you. I always thank people who keep their clothes on during parties. Thank you.
Yeah, so did everybody else at the party.
I thought it was important, though, to say that, you know, we do know Mike, and we are friends with
yes.
Mike. But I'll be as big of a dick to Mike as I am to all my other friends, so don't you worry, people. I will give you...
100%.
So, all right, Mike, why don't you tell us what happened, and then we'll go through it.
Sure. So last Wednesday, I went to sign on to Facebook, and they said that I posted something that violated community standards, and I had a 7-day ban. And I was trying to figure out what I wrote because it could have been anything. Who knows?
but you know what? Hold on. Let me stop right there. Your Facebook stuff isn't really that bad. I mean, politically, you're wrong. You're a Trumpster. But I mean,
politically, you're astronomically wrong. But
no, I mean, everything you say is coming from the wrong place. But it's not offensive. I mean, you're not one of these guys that's really pushing the line, looking to be overtly shocking.
Exactly, and that was the same thing with this. It was just wildly misinterpreted. The post, I'll tell you what I wrote after. But yeah, so after I found out that I had a Facebook ban, trying to figure out what it was, my phone rings. It was the booker for this theater that I work. And it's weird because I've only worked there 4 times. I haven't been there in over a year. I'm not booked there right now. But their booker called me up and he said, "Listen, this theater, they're freaking out. They're getting all these complaints about something you put on social media. They don't want you to perform there anymore." And I said, I don't know what it was that I posted yet. I'm trying to figure that out. But fine, if they don't want me there, that's all they, you know, then they don't have to hire me. There's a lot of comics on Long Island they could hire. Then I found out what I posted, and I'm like, this isn't that bad. And it was just misinterpreted. But
what'd you post?
Next thing I know,
what'd you post?
I wrote it was right after the Greta Thunberg made the statement in front of the UN.
For people who don't know who Greta, let me explain who she is.
Climate change expert Greta Thunberg.
Yeah, let me explain who she is. Yeah, she's a big climate change, as you were saying, Mike. I guess the liberals love her, but she's not a Democrat, although because she's from Sweden.
She's from Sweden.
The liberals love her, and a lot of the conservatives you know, back before Saving the Earth wasn't a right-left thing, fucking hate her now. So that's
and
what...
Listen, I actually like her. I like that she's a passionate 16-year-old girl. My comment was about the Democratic Party. I just said, and it was just a tongue-in-cheek comment. I said, you know, it's just unfortunate that as soon as the Democrats are done exploiting the 16-year-old girl, they're just going to ship her off to Epstein Island.
Oh, jeez.
So I gotta hate you, Mike. I gotta ask you, Mike, why do you hate young women and why do you hate Mother Earth? Why?
Because I'm a toxic white male.
I knew it!
That's what I'm told. That's what my girlfriend tells me every day.
Well, she's right.
Yeah.
when I saw what it was, I thought, well, he's wrong politically. But as far as a joke, I had to go, that's a good fucking joke.
Thank you very much.
As a comedian, I go, yeah, I wish I would have written that. That's good. Like, I could see people, you know, turning on you as an audience or laughing. But it's a good joke. And I took it as, like, he's attacking the Democrats and he's attacking Jeffrey Epstein. I didn't take it.
Exactly. I was attacking Democratic icon Jeffrey Epstein.
Really? Really?
And people automatically, as soon as they saw that, they're like, oh my God, he wants his little girl to go get shipped off to an island and raped. No, absolutely. I'm not attacking her. There was nothing against her. It was just an observation.
Yeah. I gotta be honest with you. I saw a lot worse things, including on our own Joe's page, a lot worse stuff about Greta Thunberg than that joke. It was obvious. Yeah. It was an attack on the Democrats, and it was obvious. Yeah. It was a joke.
Not to some people, unfortunately, though. But still, I've seen some awful, awful things written about her, and those people are still on Facebook. Those people aren't losing work because of it. But yeah. Apparently, I hit a nerve on some of the patrons of this theater, and they decided to call. Because they have nothing better to do.
Do you really believe that, though? Do you really believe that many people saw it on Twitter? Because I got to be honest.
I don't think there couldn't have been more than 3 or 4 people that called at all.
I mean, we're friends, and I wouldn't even know about the tweet or anything unless Joe said, "Hey, guess who made Newsday? You want to see if we get him on the air? I want to talk about this." Otherwise, I wouldn't have known about it, and we're friends.
Exactly. That's what my biggest problem is. Listen. If people that spend money at this theater are complaining and the theater decides not to use me, I support that because they're going to be losing money. That's a business decision. I respect that. And all they had to do was message me and tell me that, oh, we don't want you to perform here anymore because people that give us money are complaining. I would have respected that decision. I would have said, I agree with you. But then they went and made it they made it public on social media, on their Facebook page. And that's how I really found out about what it was because there were – 350 comments already when I first saw it.
I feel like they were trying. I mean, I hate to like use this terminology because it's from the right wing, but I feel like they were kind of trying to white knight it and be social justice warriors and get attention for themselves based on you. That's what I felt like. It was a publicity stunt by them.
Yeah,
I kind of feel like that too.
I completely agree with you.
But I think it does. I think it winds up working out for them. I think it'll wind up working out for you too, because now probably people who weren't aware of you, who skewed to the right, will probably support you and think you were done wrong, and that might help you a little bit for a while.
No, I agree. I mean, I've had so much support. People I don't know, people from other states. I don't even know how they heard about it. I guess because you know it's spread all over the place, but. And venues that said, okay, we want you to work here. You know, if they're going to try to ban you, then we want you to work for us. So I've gotten work out of it. I've gotten a lot of support. And Theater 3 has gotten a lot of backlash. They've had people that say that they don't want to attend their shows anymore.
Now, I do got to ask you, though. You took down the tweet. Why'd you take it down?
I actually didn't take it down. It went against Facebook standards, and Facebook took it down.
What was the violation on Facebook standards?
It said it went against their community standards. I went through their whole page of community standards to see exactly what it was that violated it. It's nothing.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't violate. Somebody bitched.
There's nothing vulgar there. There's nothing, you know.
Now, did you appeal it with Facebook or not even bother?
I didn't appeal it because it was only 7 days. I'll be back on Facebook tomorrow afternoon at like 4 o'clock.
Okay. So what?
So, I mean, if it was like a 30-day ban or something, I would have appealed it, but...
So what happened with Twitter? You didn't remove it?
From Twitter, I did remove it just because there was just a lot of negative comments on there, and I'm just like, you know what? I don't want to have to deal with this because I'm going to be getting into arguments with people.
Now, I feel like you should have left it. I mean, you don't have to respond to them, and those people don't deserve a response, but I feel like you should have left it.
In hindsight, and this is also before people were coming out to support me and venues were saying that they want to start using me, I'm like, you know what? I don't want to really hurt myself too much anymore. I do kind of regret taking it off Twitter. Facebook took it off themselves, but in hindsight, I should have just left it up. Maybe I'll repost it.
Now, can I read your statement in Newsday? Because honestly, I thought it was one of the better statements I've heard after these kerfuffles. Can I read that?
Absolutely.
So this is what Mike said to Newsday when this came out. He goes, I hold no animosity against Theater 3 and the decision that they have made. They have every right to dictate who performs on their stage, and Long Island is overflowing with talented comedians for them to choose from. I am, however, disappointed that they chose to make this public on social media. I wish they had reached out to me privately, and I would have graciously supported their decision to publicly vilify me for a comment that I made was unprofessional. I got to say, it's one of the best statements I've heard, and I agree with it. Even though I don't agree with your politics behind the joke, I agree with that statement 100%.
I really appreciate that. And that's a lot of comments I got. A lot of people on the left said, you know, you're an idiot politically, but...
Mike, I think your statement was perfect. It was a perfect statement.
I didn't apologize. I'm not sorry about the tweet.
No, I don't think you should be.
I want to make it clear that I don't really hold it against the venue because they have to do that to protect their business. But... they didn't have to make it public.
Yeah, and that's my real problem with them. I've talked about this whether it was Shane Gillis or anybody else. You know, they have a right to hire or cancel whoever they want. But this was, hey, we're going to try to get a name off of him.
Yeah, it really does feel like they were doing it for the publicity, like that you guys have said. And, I mean, I think it's obvious. We've spoken a little bit over the years, Mike, but I'm not behind your political idea. But I mean, it was clearly a joke, and it didn't mean anything
about.
Now, here's the weird thing for comics. Here's the weird thing. We get some venues now book us based on our social media following. Like, oh, you have to have this many Twitter followers or Instagram followers or whatever the hell it is. So in order to build up that following, you can't just be pumping out, hey, I'm going to be at such and such. I'm going to be you got to give them some jokes.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to provoke thought and share this and have have people react to it and retweet my stuff so I can get more followers. I mean, it's really a double-edged sword that way. If we don't do anything controversial, we don't get followers, and if we do something controversial, people will complain and try to get us banned.
Yeah, I feel like it's a damned if you do and damned if you don't. Now, what Joe would say, if he was here, and he's brought this up before, is Joe would say, you know, everybody should be concerned because, you know, right now it's happening to comics, but could happen to your job. I'll give you an example. My wife reminded me of this, I guess about a year or so ago. Her company, she works for a computer company, so it's not an entertainment company. Mm-hmm. Her company wanted access to everybody's social media.
Oh,
so that they
can
see what they're posting, wanted you like to request them and everything so they can monitor. Yeah. No good. Confirm that. Yeah. So my wife called their bluff. She goes, no, you could fire me. I'm not doing that.
Good for her.
Good for her. And they're and they backed down. But that's where this is going. We're kind of like on, listen, we're not victims. We know what the hell we're doing. Mike knew what he was doing. He said it himself. He wanted to be provocative.
Right.
Exactly. You know, it is where it's going. I was talking to the owner of Governor's Comedy Clubs on Long Island here last night about it. And he's been nothing but supportive. And he said, listen, you know, he had to make a statement last year because Louis C.K. made some comments on stage and people complained it was about school shootings. And he had to make a comment. He said, I'm never going to harness anything anybody says on my stage. He said, it's just going to get worse, though. You know, that's where it's going now.
I don't know if it is.
Before it gets better.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to swing back and forth. But here's my problem. Yeah. We've talked about this on the air. I find... a lot of times it's the left. You're absolutely right. The left, you know, fucking loses their shit. And I'll go on the air, and I've called out the left. I've called out the left for their nonsense. But it's also the Trumpsters, too, with comedy shows. And Joe has actually backed me up on this. Never seen any – for any president, I've made jokes about every single president we've had, left, right. Never do I see people get offensive and walk out than with the Trump supporters. So you got snowflakes on both sides.
I completely agree with you, too. You got to make fun of him.
He insists.
Yes.
He gives you so much.
You're not even a political comic. Like, you and I will talk. You won't even really talk politics with me. I think you think I'll, like, hold it against you or something. Like, Michael, nah, I'm just trying to provoke stuff. He fucking loves Trump. Nah, I don't really like that. He fucking
loves. Yeah, he does.
He loves himself some Donald Trump. But he doesn't talk about it on stage.
Like you said, I'm not a political comic. My act is relatively family friendly.
Yeah.
So I said, I invite any of these people that want to complain, come watch me on stage, you know, and then tell me what you think.
And here's the other thing. Here's the difference between you and Gillis, just because he was one of the most recent ones. Gillis had a track record. First of all, his apology sucked. His apology was god awful.
Yeah.
But he had a track record of saying offensive stuff.
Yes.
Mike doesn't have a track record. Even if you thought this was offensive, he doesn't have. He'll poke liberals, but he doesn't have a track record of being outrageous, being racist or sexist or any of that stuff.
Absolutely, and because that's what it is. All these people see is one comment with my picture next to it, and now I'm the bad guy. And these people, I don't know, people don't pay attention to them at home, and they need to be heard, so they have to reach out to a venue. And what's their end game? Do they want me to not work anymore and quit comedy and be homeless and die?
That's the end game. That people don't think it out. No, honestly, people don't think it out, and it has nothing to do with left, right. It's just people that complain for the most part. I feel outraged. I've been aggrieved. I need to rectify this. This person must die. That's how they look at it. That's what this whole quote unquote cancel culture is. Nobody can just look away and go, it's not for me. I'll flip the channel. I'm not going to support this guy or this girl. They have to. We've been dealing with this for a while. They have to make their feelings known. If I don't like something, most of the time I just keep it to myself or I bitch to the people I'm with. I don't have to let the venue know.
Well, that's how this...
Absolutely. You know what? Message me. Be an adult. Message me. Ask me, why would you say that? Why do you feel that way? Message me. And we're still interacting on keyboards. But, just message me and I'll talk to you, you know? To get so offended over words on the screen, I mean... It's an arrangement of ones and zeros. They're letters and words.
Well, there's also this part of our culture now where, I mean, you've seen the memes where they're calling out Karen, the every woman.
Who's Karen?
Karen, you know, Mike knows the memes I'm talking about. Karen is like the woman who wants to see the manager. And, you know,
I just met Bi Felicia. You keep on bringing in all these broads.
Sorry. Karen's up to the plate, and she is not happy. And she wants to talk to a manager right now. And she's got that, you know, that what was the name of the girl that was on TV and she had a crappy husband and they had too many kids and they became very famous for it. Anyway,
Peggy Bundy?
No, for real people.
John Kate?
Yes, John Kate.
Look at you with your TLC knowledge.
Yeah, that and she had that stupid hairdo, obnoxious, like, I have this stupid hairdo, and I want to see a manager. My frappe was not done to my satisfaction, kind
Kate
of woman.
Coughlin, yeah.
And so I'm saying that there's this whole part of the culture now where people are just like, I personally have been aggrieved, and I'm taking it to the Supreme Court, you know?
People got to stop.
Yeah, and I'm thinking that the people who called the comedy club on you are a bunch of Karens, male and female Karens.
A bunch of Karens who nobody... Their husbands don't listen to them. They need somebody to attack. And,
yeah.
Now I feel like you're triggering them.
I don't want to really attack the venue. I don't want people to boycott it. That's not going to get us anywhere. We need to weed out these people and shame them. They're terrible people.
I don't know if they're terrible people. They're just misguided.
Yeah.
They I feel like my mom complains too much.
I'd like to guide them off the end of a pier. I don't know.
Well, your mom is an older Jewish version of Karen. Your mom's a Rachel.
But no, I a Rachel. I feel like Mike brings like a good point. He said, what do you want me to do? Lose my job, be homeless? Like, I feel like if somebody would just sit down and go, listen, I get you didn't like that joke, but here's what your actions do.
Right.
Is this really your end game? Because there's one thing I said, couldn't we have had the dialogue? Like, they never really have, because they don't want the opportunity to sit with us. But that's the great thing about being a comic. You can bitch at us after the show.
Right.
Most of us are hanging out. Mike's not fucking running away anywhere.
No.
Exactly.
I'm not running away. I'm fucking hawking DVDs and T-shirts.
Where do you got to go?
I got nowhere to go.
I'm always around after the show if you want to say something. Or message me on Facebook. I mean, it's not hard to find me.
No. Well, you know, Mike, we feel bad what happened. We feel bad that you hate Greta Thunberg, children of Mother Earth.
That I want terrible things to happen to children who have thoughts on issues.
No, but again, the last thing, that joke compared to the shit, including what was on Joe's page.
Oh,
I mean, much more. I went at Joe.
Stuff, or even I'm like, oh, take it easy.
Yeah. It's like these people are like really they're really threatened by this 16-year-old girl.
Right.
Mike was just playing into the fact, well, this is a Democratic thing and they're going to fucking use her. He could have gone, he could have either gone to Epstein Island or Hillary's going to have her killed. You know?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
If I wasn't banned, that's what probably would have been my next tweet.
Well, that'll be the follow-up post tomorrow.
Yeah. Tomorrow when I'm back.
we stand with Mike Keegan.
We do.
We think you were done wrong, even though we don't agree with your politics on this. You were absolutely done wrong. People need to relax. It was obviously a joke, and you know what?
I do appreciate it, and I'm not going to stop the fight. I'm really, you know, I have the support of the Long Island Comedy Club, so
that's great.
You know, they're giving me work and everything. So
good.
I'm going to keep fighting against it. I'm, you know.
So let me ask you this before I let you go. So your act is not political. Your act is mostly about yourself.
Yeah, I talk about my family.
Yeah, are you gonna bring in? Are you gonna bring a little bit of politics into the show now?
Well, on Friday night, is gonna be the first big show that I have coming back. I'm gonna be featuring at the Brokerage in Belmore, and I've written some stuff about what's going on now, and I'm gonna start using it a little bit. And
I think it's also
you know, the people have been supporting me. Come out and support me.
Mm-hmm.
At my shows where I can get a little political and then I have the support behind me and it's not just people that I'm going to offend, then I would love to get a little bit political.
Well, the next step, Mike, is the next step is being willing to offend people. I go into Trump country and I don't fucking give a shit.
Yeah, exactly.
I just do my. But here, you got an interesting angle too in that your girlfriend is very liberal.
She's extremely liberal.
So I mean, I hope to see that at some point.
She makes you look like Ronald Reagan, Davin.
What?
She makes you look like Ronald Reagan.
I like jelly beans. I can see the resemblance.
How did you two kids get together?
She's also a comedian. And before I knew about her politics, I thought she was pretty cute. I had a small show I booked her on to try to get to know her. And then we hit it off. And you know what it is? Each of us think the other one is completely insane. So we don't really take the politics too seriously when we're together.
I think that's a great attitude. Just assume the other person is insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Well... If you happen to be in Long Island, go to Governor's, what is it, this Friday?
Friday night I'll be at the Brokerage in Belmore.
Oh, at the Brokerage in Belmore, go see Mike Keegan, go support him, he's a funny guy, you're going to enjoy him. He won't be offended unless you love butter, he does a bit about eating a stick of butter.
Exactly.
you might be offended if you're from the dairy industry. But go see Mike, he's a good guy, good comic, we support you, Mike, thank you for joining us.
I really appreciate that, guys, thanks so much.
Our pleasure, we'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, you two guys. Have a great one.
Bye. You too. You know, I really do think that it's a shame that that people were so... I mean, now, like you said, terrible things were said about this Greta Thunberg.
But that wasn't one of
them.
But
that wasn't one of
them.
He
wasn't saying, I wish she goes to Epstein.
He wasn't doing that.
It was clearly a joke about the Democrats.
Yeah, I mean, if people were taking it in the context of every other terrible thing that was said, maybe they, like... reading comprehension was turned off that day.
I think they took it. It's like you can't talk about women, girls were abused on Epstein Island,
right?
You know, I think that's where. But that joke wasn't advocating it.
No.
It would be a lot different if he said, "I wish her a lifetime on Epstein Island." If he said that, then
no.
I'd be like, "I get it, man. I can't stand by that."
No.
That was clearly a shot at the Democrats.
It totally was. It was making them sound reprehensible.
Yes.
Like this is what they could possibly do.
Correct.
And you know what?
That's fine.
That's fine.
That's fair game.
Now you know I'm a feminist. I'm a liberal. I wasn't offended by what he said.
It's actually
because
it's a joke.
It's a good joke.
It's a good joke. I go, huh? That's a good joke. Wish I would have written something like that. It was one of those.
I know.
It wasn't. like Gillis where he just used a racial slur.
Yeah.
And even the people who were defending him going, well, that's not a good joke. That was a good joke.
Yeah, I know. No, Gillis was lazy and yucky. This was just, it was a good joke and it was taken completely the wrong way.
Yeah.
And I'm glad he's getting out of Facebook jail. A lot of my friends have been in Facebook jail for funny stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, stupid.
People got to relax. Well, you know, it sounds like he's gotten some work out of it. So that's the important thing.
Good.
I'm glad he has. All right. Let's see. We'll do a Halloween hate crime. We'll lighten it up with a Halloween hate crime.
Whee! Hate crime! Yee!
I don't know where Joe is, but if Joe is Joe's around, Joe can call in at any time.
Yeah, he might be.
I assume he's I assume he'll communicate with his woman.
Yes.
At some point.
And she'll let me know.
Yeah, so at some point, hopefully Joe will rejoin us.
Yes, we're hoping.
Yeah, yes. All right. So, a New Jersey family's Halloween display depicting a man being hanged from a noose sparked outrage from neighbors and the NAACP, which said it should be considered a hate crime, according to new reports. Ryan McDonald displayed the stuffed dark complexion dummy hanging from wooden gallows-like structure in the front of his home in Mannington, Salem County.
Salem County. Well, they should have had a burning at the stake then.
That's true. And was forced to take it down when he received a flood of backlash. The hangman's noose was going to be part of a pirate theme that we did, and I guess some people just thought it wasn't quite appropriate. Beyond just being inappropriate, the display should be considered a hate crime, the local NAACP chapter says. Put a scarecrow up on a bale of hay, we don't care. No, you don't give a shit about scarecrows, fuck you.
Yeah, but the Scarecrow Council, now they were up in arms.
Nobody gives a shit about scarecrows because they don't have a brain.
Let those brainless bastards do whatever they want.
Salem County NAACP President Nelson Carney Jr. told the station, but if it has a noose around its neck, we don't care what color, we're not going to accept it. Salem County Prosecutor John Lenahan told NJ.com that he reported the hangman to the New Jersey State Police, which has jurisdiction over the road. Maybe the Great Pumpkin has jurisdiction, too.
Only during 1 week of the year.
Poor Sally. A state trooper waiting in the pumpkin patch.
Yeah, I got that.
Okay, good. A state trooper spoke to the resident and asked him to remove it because of public complaints, which he did. It's 5 weeks from Halloween, and I hope this is the only complaint of like this we get, the prosecutor said. The display was determined not to be a hate crime, according to Lenahan. But the NAACP president told CBS Philly that the attorney's general office is investigating. McDonald insisted he didn't intend to offend anybody with the display. I can understand why that would be an issue, but we're not a racist family at all, he told the station. He also apologized and said he'll never again put the same prop in front of his name, in front of his home. At this time, I accept his apology, Carney told the station, but he needs to be educated more on the history of African Americans. All right,
that shit's going on the back porch next year.
When I saw the picture, closely at the picture.
Yes.
If you look closely, there's a brown hood.
Yes.
But if you look at the hands are actually kind of white as peach. I don't know if you see that.
I did notice that.
So I don't really think it was a dark complexion dummy.
No, I don't either.
So that's part of the story that people got wrong.
Yes.
That everybody's getting offended about. If they wanted to get offended over a fucking dummy to begin with, it was a white-skinned dummy.
It was a peach dummy. People who were hanged often had, you know, sacks over their heads.
Correct.
And so that was what that was depicting. However, I really do believe this guy's story that he's like, I really didn't mean this to be any kind
of
hate
crime. On Facebook,
crime.
This I don't know if you posted it on your page.
No.
You should have.
Oh, wait. No, I did.
Okay. At least on the Davin's Den Facebook page and on my page, the responses were very divided.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel that this was a blunder. You know, that this was not intended to be.
No, I think context matters. You need to know.
Yeah.
I mean, do these people have a history of it?
Right. I mean, like, the guy saying, we're not a racist family. I really.
Nobody's going to say, well, we're a racist family.
Well, we found that people do. When you name your child Himmler or, you know.
Hitler.
Himmler, Hitler, you know,
I
whatever.
I think it was Hitler.
Any of those lovely names, Goebbels, yeah, you know, these people, they said, yes, we are. But, when you have this family that is saying, oh my God, I'll take it right down, officer. I mean, I don't think that they were thinking that it looked like anything racist. However, it is any depiction of a person being hanged is very sensitive to the African American community. We're too close to that time period, and I think that
I've seen things hung. I've seen you know, these things in displays, people hung in displays. I've never heard complaints of this before.
You know what, though? The thing about racism and about racist depictions is it's up to the person who's offended to decide whether it's offensive or not.
Right, but the fact of the matter is that they're not, that the skin wasn't even brown.
No,
here's where this guy went wrong. Where this guy went wrong. It's supposed to be a pirate thing. Looks nothing like a pirate.
Yeah.
There was no other pirate stuff in the display. Apparently, this was the first thing. If you have a whole bunch of swashbuckling shit going on, treasure chest, a boat, whatever, and you do this, I'm going to be like, hey, people need to fucking relax. I still think people should relax to begin with. But you go, listen, it's part of a pirate display. Because if you go to if you watch the movie Pirates of the Caribbean, they got pirates hanging and shit.
I hadn't thought that hanging was part of a pirate theme.
But that's what they would do when they would find pirates. When pirates go, the authorities
would hang
the pirates. They would put them on the beach or the coast, whatever, the port, so pirates would know not to come here.
I was thinking more like what pirates do. I would think walk the plank would be more of a pirate
thing.
This
is how the law dealt with pirates.
I getcha. Okay. I mean, all right. If they were going for a pirate theme, but there were no pirate things
That's the problem.
So it just looks like, we're hanging people that seem from the street level, because
that can't be the first part of the display.
You're driving by. You don't take the time to note, do they have peach hands? You just see a brown guy getting hung.
Who's calling for this?
You know what?
Are you stopping the car and getting on the cell phone and getting the address?
If I'm driving by and I see what appears from the street in my car to be a brown person being hung from a tree, I'm getting on the fucking phone.
It's a dummy, though. It's not a...
It doesn't matter. Depictions of brown people being hung?
It's not a brown person.
From the street, you're driving by. That's what they were saying, is that that's a street that is...
Is this a hate crime? This is not a... Are we a Dummy Lives Matter? Is that where we are? Even if they intended it, it's a fucking dummy. No, for me, a hate crime has to involve a human being.
No, not necessarily.
They're not trying to intimidate anybody.
Well, what are burning crosses on somebody's lawn?
But they're trying to intimidate somebody with that.
Well, you don't think a depiction of a person being hung?
No, on their porch? No, I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
It has to be in the tree to be a depiction of a black person being hung?
You know what? You do it in July, we might have a conversation. No, again, context.
Context. I understand. But there was no context. There was no piratey context yet.
Listen, it was stupid. It's still not a hate crime because they weren't intimidating. They didn't hang it on the black family's front yard.
It doesn't
have to. These people don't have a history of that.
No, it doesn't have to be on your
front
yard.
Then you're diminishing what a hate crime is. You're diminishing what it is. If we're going to start worrying about fucking dummies as part of a display, because they said, they're still looking into it as part of a hate crime. Fuck you. The guy told you. It's not a hate crime. He took it down. You're embarrassing yourself.
Well, now, all right, but let's step back for a second. At first, they're seeing brown people being hung. I know it's almost Halloween, but we're a month out. We're 5 weeks out from this.
But yeah, Christmas shit in the stores in fucking September.
Yeah, but they don't have people hanging for Christmas.
No, they got a fucking guy on a cross. That's a hate crime.
You don't put that up for Christmas.
No, people put... Every time I walk in to a lot of places, I see a white guy with nails through his hands. That's a fucking hate crime. Where's that hate crime? Why is anybody bitching about that? I've seen people walking on the street dragging a cross.
That's not a hate crime.
It's most certainly. I'm offended. Maybe they hate fucking hippies. I don't know what the hell they're doing.
You know what it means.
No, because I'm not fucking retarded. And yeah, I use that word. At some point, you have to have a little common sense, a little context. Let me investigate before I start calling it a hate crime.
Well, no, I don't agree with the fact that it's a hate crime. Because the guy was like, oh my God, I didn't realize what it looked like. And he took it down.
Yeah, but there's still saying, it might be. We're still investigating.
I don't think so.
Fucking do something important.
What I'm saying is, no, it's not a hate crime that part of their Halloween display, which they didn't put the rest of it up. That was stupid. And, you know, they weren't, like you said,
I'll give you another example. A white guy with a
hood over his head.
I'll give you another example. People get offended. Say, I've seen stuff similar to this, where you'll see, like, a dummy.
Yeah.
Like on the hood of a front car, like it got run over.
Yeah.
Like shit like that. Are you offending people who've lost people to drunk driving now? I mean, really? That's where... Seriously.
I know.
At some point, you have to go, it's fucking Halloween.
Yes. But if there was a depiction of a Nazi death camp... But it's scary.
All right, but what a ghost? Oh no! Well, the KKK dresses in white sheets. We can't have that. I mean, that's where we're going. At some point, you have to, much like the situation with Mike. At some point, you got to use a little common sense. At some point, you got to stop. You got to bite your tongue. Go, shut the fuck up.
But I don't think it's a matter of using common sense when it was one guy being hung in front of their house.
Yeah, it was a sloppy display.
It was stupid, is what it was.
That's fine. But to get so worked up, fucking take the guy's explanation.
Yeah, no, I mean, I believe his explanation. He took it down willingly. He said, oh, wait, man, I'm sorry. Done. I think done. But it was stupid. It was really stupid.
I mean, listen,
he fought it, hate crime.
I don't know if he fights, it's a hate crime, but it's gotta be one of the last parts of the display.
What happened
if it looked like a pirate? What happened if it looked like Jack Sparrow?
If it would look like, and if there's a boat or something,
No. It's the first thing up, but it looks like a pirate. Oh. It's got a patch over its eye. It's got
then cool.
Okay.
Dead cool.
So, but it was just that this looked really authentic.
But it didn't look like...
it didn't look like a pirate.
If you're driving by...
It looked like a custodian. It looked like they found a custodian. It really did.
No janitor hangings. Well, no, As a previous custodian American, I'm offended.
I'm sure you are. No, I mean, listen, it didn't look like a pirate. So I don't really know if I buy the pirate thing. Because, I mean, it's like, that's really... I mean, if you're going to go to that much effort to put a body up there, part of a pirate display, it's got to look like a pirate.
Yeah. It's like, no. Now, if it was, okay, we're going to have a Halloween display. And
could it be a witch? Could you hang a witch?
Well, I mean, it's not the traditional way to take out witches, but...
Could you have a witch at a stake?
Yeah.
See, I think some people... I think a Wiccan could be offended.
Actually, probably a Wiccan might be offended.
Need to stop. You That's know? Where we people need to stop and just go. We got really bad shit going on.
I know.
I mean.
But in that same context, we have really bad shit going on in the fact that we're having a resurgence of white supremacy.
Yes.
And anti-Semitism.
Yes.
And we still have grave problems with racism.
But this is not that.
So yeah, but we have to fight back against people thinking it's okay to hang any sort of effigy of a brown dude from your tray.
It's not a fucking brown dude, first of
all. Well, but it looked like it from the street.
And you diminish your argument when you go after Halloween decorations. You take away from the real shit that's going on.
Yeah, I know. But it's like 5 weeks
out. Pick your spots. My wife can't wait to get started. You can't wait to get started.
Yeah.
The shit's been in the store since July.
I know, but that's immaterial to the fact that it was hanging in front of their house in September, and from the street, people were like, holy shit, it looks like a brown dude hanging from their house. Stupid. You know what? If there were a whole bunch of like Halloween characters and, you know, Ronald McDonald and the Grinch and everything hanging from their house, cool. There's one guy with a brown face.
It doesn't have a brown face.
From the street. They were driving by the people that saw this. They're like,
hey,
oh,
you know,
my God.
Hey, you know what? If you really thought it was a person, why don't you fucking stop the car and try to get him down? Maybe he's still alive.
They probably didn't think it was a real person, but they thought it was the depiction of a real person. So?
Why would you think that?
Because it was done.
Right, but why would you think that? I mean, who is...
Because we have crazy people that are headstrong racists and anti-Semites and white supremacists nowadays.
Yeah, you know what? Go after them.
You know what?
Pick your spots.
Maybe you're driving by and you think that's one of them. He proved not to be. Uh-huh. Good.
All right. Mattel, the almost 75-year-old toy maker behind the iconic Barbie doll, launched a gender-fluid incarnation on Wednesday. Hold on, I got a text. I want to see if that's Joe. That's the reason I'm checking.
Okay. Oh, wow. It's your upstairs. It sounded like thunder. I'm like, it's not supposed to rain like that tonight. I'm not in the
mood
for hurricanes.
All right, so Joe's not joining us tonight.
Okay.
I guess we're doing Ann Jackson, you and I.
Yeah, that's okay.
All right. So... So they launched a gender-fluid incarnation on Wednesday. Mattel's Creatable World, a new collection of gender-neutral dolls which allows kids to customize their Barbie and Ken in ways they never could before. The dolls come in a variety of skin tones with extensions so they can have short or long hair and wear contemporary clothing styles that men and women have shared for decades. Toys are a reflection of culture, and as the world continues to celebrate positive impact of inclusivity, we felt it was time to create a doll line free of labels. Kim Coleman, Senior Vice President of Mattel Fashion Doll Design, said in a statement. Through research, we heard that kids don't want their toys dictated by gender norms. This line allows kids to express themselves freely, which is why it resonates so strongly with them. Mattel also toned down stereotypical feminine masculine features such as Barbie's barely proportionate breasts and Ken's chiseled broad shoulders. Mattel's first ad for Creatable World, which launched September 25th, with each kit going for $29.99, features children addressed with alternative pronouns such as them, and the slogan, a doll line designed to keep labels out and invite everyone in. During development, Mattel tested the doll with 250 families in 7 states, which included 15 children who considered themselves trans, gender fluid, or avoid defining themselves altogether.
Mm-hmm.
There were a couple of gender creative kids who told us that they dreaded Christmas Day because they were Jewish. No, because they because they knew whatever they got under the Christmas tree, it wasn't made for them. Monica Grieger, head of Global Consumer Insights at Mattel, tells the outlet, "This is the first doll that you can find under the tree, and C is for them because it can be anyone. Anyone complaining that these dolls are just about pandering to gender-bending liberals is missing the larger point. Creatable World is fundamentally about embracing individuality, and for prepubescent kids across the world, the awkwardness and confusion of growing up. I'm not just arguing for girls with regrettable haircuts and, of course, the many teens around the country questioning where they stand on the gender spectrum. Consider, too, the tomboys, the mixed race, the fashion-forward, and the children with diseases and rare conditions that might lead to hair loss. They all want to see themselves in their dolls. Toy makers are finally getting that," concluded Coleman in Mattel's statement. We're hopeful Creatable World will encourage people to think more broadly about how all kids can benefit from doll play. I think it's cool.
I think it's really cool.
I like it.
Yeah, yeah.
I really don't think it's. I don't think it should be a liberal or conservative thing. I think it's, yeah, because anybody could be like this.
Yeah, well, I mean, any little girl has occasionally taken to her dolls and cut their hair or, you know.
Yeah, cut their hair short.
Cut it short or braided it so that you have, like, a variety of different dolls and things. And, you know, everybody's done this. But also it's kind of cool that, you know, when you're little and you're playing with these dolls, you know, I'm going to use Barbie, is...
So am I.
You're going to use Barbie?
I'm going to use Barbie. Come here, Barbie. I got a use for you.
No, no, no.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, you want it, Barbie.
No, no.
With your barely proportional breasts.
Barely proportional breasts. What a crazy way of putting it. Yeah, no, she's really whacked out as far as,
Let's
like...
Let's play Find the Nipples.
You can't.
No, I can't. It's a game that never ends.
And you can't find the hoo-ha. There's no
hoo-ha. It's very frustrating.
Yeah, well, tell me about it. Ken was much more frustrating.
Well, that's one thing. It wasn't Ken gender neutral. I mean, yeah, it was flat down.
Flat. Yes. Yeah.
I feel like there was actually an inverted crack.
No, smooth as a baby's butt down there. Yeah. There's nothing going on.
Yeah, that's why I had a Barbie had a freelance and find G.I. Joe.
She did. She wanted a real man.
She wanted a real American hero.
Yes. And you know what? And yeah, Ken had nothing going on.
No.
And he was a little...
Ken was on the spectrum, or on the scale.
On the spectrum. No, well...
He was gender fluid.
Well, I think that he was just a little too clean cut because, I mean, I grew up in the 70s and everybody had longer hair and it's like, what's with you, Mr. Straight?
Hey, it's the fuzz.
My Barbie was not attracted to Ken.
Your Barbie was attracted to other Barbies.
Well, you know what?
They held hands in their Malibu beach house.
We did have some of that going at my friend Denise's house.
You had lesbian Barbies?
Yeah, there were lesbian Barbies.
Lesbian Barbies?
Yeah, there were. And
really? Like you acted out what like that relationship would be like?
Well, you know what? I think that there were some things going on in that household.
Who got to drive the pink Corvette? Did they argue over that? Like, did they have roles? Or, you know, like,
no, it was just sort of like, you know, Barbie's playing house. And we didn't have any Kens. So the girls were like having sleepovers and pillow fights.
Oh,
and,
yeah. Go on. I like where this is going. Yeah. This is before fucking stupid Skipper showed up.
Yeah, well, before Skipper showed up.
Yeah, like, wasn't Skipper,
Skipper
like,
was the most lesbian of the Barbies.
But wasn't she like the little niece or something?
She was younger, but right. She definitely had a tomboy feel
right,
to her.
Right, but she was too young for those. She was too young to be hanging out that dream house.
It's
not Epstein Island. Go home, Skipper.
Shoo. But the Barbies would be like, you know, taking off their clothes and going skinny dipping together.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Do they hug?
Yeah, I think so.
Did they kiss?
I think so.
Wow. How old were you?
God, what were we? We're like, I don't know, like 8 or 9.
Really?
Into
lesbianism at 8 or 9?
Yeah, but you know what I have to say, and it's not because I care one way or the other about this, but I think there's something going on in that house because this girl was really very
your friend.
Yeah, she was really very
sexual,
provocative, and sexual.
She's probably abused
for a young girl.
She was probably abused.
Yeah,
she was acting it out.
Yeah, I'm thinking there was something.
Yeah, there's a cry for help, and you know, unlike the people in Salem County, you just fucking ignored it.
Yeah.
Just let it happen. You know, you didn't call the authorities.
I didn't know.
Well, but now you know.
I'm 8 or 9. You know. I just thought it was like, yeah, you know, this is like. I didn't care about the Barbies, you know.
You thought she was going to make her move on you?
No, I didn't think so.
Oh.
No, if anything, she was trying. I was like, you know, I was chubby when I was little, and she was trying to like, she would be so subtle. She'd be like, why don't we spend the day exercising, you know?
Let's play Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah, let's get physical, physical. Yeah, and
here, Pip, put on my leg warmers.
She had
this tracksuit and run in place. I'm gonna have pizza. Why don't you have a banana?
Yeah, pretty much. Oh no, Christ. Only half a banana.
It's your fat shaming friend.
A full banana is 2 servings of fruit. You know. Yeah, I know.
Your fat shaming lesbian abused friend.
And she was like. I think when I was like 10, she had some cousins come over from Ireland, and they were just they were horrible, hideous boys. And she was like, "Oh, we'll double date," and I'm like, "Ah!" You know,
he's trying to find the Blarney Stone.
I'm like, "Ew!" And not because they were boys, because they were hideous boys.
Oh, really? They were ugly.
Yeah. Well, very, very pimply. And I think
how old were they?
I think they were like 11 or 12.
And you guys were 8 or 9?
Yeah. That's so I'm
weird.
Like, yeah. I'm like, I don't want to date anybody yet.
Wow, your friend was very quote-unquote advanced.
Yeah.
A little much.
Yeah.
Like, if my daughter had a friend like that at that age, I'd be like, you're not playing there anymore.
Yeah, no, you know what? Had I had parental guidance, they would have said...
See, you needed me to raise you, much like you do now.
Daddy, hold me.
Yeah, like your childhood was ruined because I wasn't older than in your life.
I know. You know, the wolves, they are not so great on picking up on the, you know, the cues that the other children are not good, suitable, like, wolf pack mates.
Once again, you needed real Davin in your life.
I did.
Now, of course, at that time, I wasn't born yet.
How inconvenient for me.
But you needed adult me to go, no, this is wrong.
I needed adult supervision is what I needed.
Yeah, yeah.
And... yeah, there was a lot of stuff that was going on in my neighborhood, apparently.
Wow.
But this girl I was really like troubled in that way, and I didn't recognize
like,
it.
Like
at
through
the
high
time.
School, did she have a lot of boyfriends?
You know what? I lost track of her because I think she went to Catholic school.
And, that'll get it right
yeah,
out of her.
And she would tell us, God, I'm just picturing this now. I'm just remembering.
I triggered
this.
You.
You did.
Yeah.
She would, like, I, you know, she still lived in the neighborhood, so occasionally I'd see her, and she'd say things like, oh, yeah, it's so wild in my school. Everybody just grabs each other. And I'm like, what are you talking about? She said, oh, yeah, you'll walk down the hall, and, you know, guys will just grab your crotch, and girls are just grabbing guys' crotches. And I'm like, what? Like, because I'm picturing, like, living the rest of my life in the principal's office for doing something like that in my school. And I'm like, what? And she's like, oh, yeah, Catholic school's wild. I have no idea. I have no reference point to know if any of this is true or not. But it just kind of fits with her whole precociousness sexually.
Was she hot?
No.
Nah.
I mean, saying she had nice boobs because she developed early, and she was like,
oh, the, yeah, her dad was definitely her dad or her brother or somebody was on.
Somebody was on.
Yeah,
that.
That's unfortunate.
Something terrible happened to her.
I don't think that's really normal behavior.
No, not at all. So our Barbies getting it on was not surprising with all that. But I don't know.
Barbie.
I don't know if other little girls have like lesbian Barbie action. I
don't
know.
Hot lesbian Barbie action. We got like Barbie DVDs over there. That is not one of the episodes.
Can I take it home?
You can. For that hot lesbian Barbie action.
Yes, but I think that a gender fluid Barbie would have been like the meat in a Barbie sandwich. You know, that would have.
We'll teach you what team you're on.
Yeah, it was. You know, I think that would have fit in. But back to our topic, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, I like it too.
And if you don't like it, don't buy one.
Day of the Dead Barbie. Mattel just announced the Dia de los Muertos Barbie doll is set to hit shelves. I think it already hit shelves. In Target, Walmart, and online via Amazon, the $75 collectible floor-length black dress and skull makeup are inspired by the traditional Mexican outfits makeup worn on the historic holiday, but some find her getup offensive. Is this a bad joke or what? Tweeted a self-proclaimed Mexico expert. I don't know what that is.
I don't know. Mexico
and travel
expert.
Blogger. Dia de los Muertos is one of our most sacred traditional holidays in Mexico, dating back to pre-Hispanic days. Stop production. So is this cultural appropriation or cultural celebration?
I don't understand. As a white cis woman in America, I don't understand everything there is about cultural appropriation. I don't always get it. Like, some things I'm like, oh, yeah, that's really, oh, yuck. But sometimes I'm like, why is that so wrong? Like, Dia de los Muertos is something that they, Mexicans themselves, have been selling for years. Like,
it,
you know, like,
and didn't it used to be, why don't we see ourselves in here? Why isn't it more inclusive?
Right.
I mean, isn't this... I look at it as a celebration.
I think that it's kind of a celebration of a holiday in a way. I mean, it's supposed to be a tribute to
it's
ancestors.
It's a cool-looking Barbie.
It's a really cool-looking Barbie.
If I was into Barbies or like costumes and all, like that's the type of Barbie I feel like you should get for your Halloween stuff.
I totally want one.
Yeah, you gonna get one?
I totally want one, yes. Because I have, like, I bought two of the Halloween Barbies because I love Halloween shit, and I was just like, their costumes were really cool. So I bought two. I don't have kids. They're for me to put out on Halloween. I'm going
to
play.
They're free to relive your childhood.
Wait a second. Hold on. I bought two hot Halloween Barbies.
I didn't want them to be lonely.
Wait a second. Now there'll be a third. No, you know, yeah, I didn't. Wow.
Cameramen can.
Yeah. This is really telling a lot more about me than I intended to this evening. But no, I think it's really cool looking. I think that the whole issue of, I mean, sugar skulls have been on, you know, the national front of like design, and you could go into any dollar store and see depictions of sugar skulls every place, and that's from Dia de los Muertos. I mean, I've seen lots of art that's been created by Mexicans, you know, like they take tin and make little like,
yeah, but that's by Mexicans,
right? It is. And it's like, you're absolutely allowed to make any depictions of it. I don't see why making a Barbie that celebrates this holiday is a bad thing.
I can't imagine angrily tweeting about a Barbie. I can't. You know what? I just got too much shit going on. I can't imagine seeing a Barbie get on going, what?
Yeah, I know, right?
At Mattel, I am offended.
I really don't understand. I mean, I guess
we're at the point now when you have that Barbie dream house, it better have an elevator so handicapped Barbie can get to the top floor. That's where we are.
Yeah, totally. But we need to have, you know, polio Barbie.
I don't think we need polio Barbie.
I don't think
that's still a thing.
Smallpox Barbie?
Don't think that's a thing.
No?
Anymore. No.
Oh, darn.
That's not
a thing.
Well,
recently we had measles Barbie.
We could have measles Barbie.
Yeah.
We could have HIV Barbie.
We could have HIV Barbie.
We could have cancer Barbie.
Well, we could have, you know, representations of all around the world. Of course, how do you show that?
I want anal leakage Barbie.
Oh, my God. I think that was going out at my friend's house when I was a child. Anal leakage Barbie.
That was bend over Barbie.
Yeah, bend over Barbie. Oh, God.
I'm bending over. There's no hole. Where do I put it?
I'm so frustrated. There's just like sort of a leg hole.
Hold on.
Here.
Let me get Dad's drill.
Let me pop off her head. There's a hole where the neck goes.
I feel like people like did drill into their Barbies.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
For what? None of the boy dolls had anything.
You got hands. And the hands are like the fingers are fused together.
Well, there was some kung fu grip going on.
That's right. A little thumb. Well, there it out.
I never thought of that.
Yeah, you had a boy.
Yeah. Well, I suppose that there were people that did that, you know.
Probably your friend.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I think people got to relax. I think it's cool.
I do too. I want one. I don't see why they would be offended. I understand that it's a holiday that reveres their ancestors, but there are all kinds of artistic depiction of these sugar skulls and these skeletons. So having Barbie dress as one, I don't see why that's offending people. I don't get it.
So we were supposed to come up. We came up with our own traditional holiday Barbie dolls.
Oh, darn it! No. You know what?
We didn't.
Wait a minute. Where did I write
one of us
down?
Did. One of us did.
You did.
Joe's not here, so he's off the hook.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to remember what I wrote.
It's fun that I composed these emails and.
You actually
wrote stuff?
I did.
Well, what, the dog ate your homework?
Yeah, kind of.
Shit.
I'm trying to think of where it is. Well, you know, part of my problem is that I don't have my car with me right now, and my car has my life in it, and my little pink sparkly notebook that you see me religiously bring in here.
That's where it is.
It's in my notebook in my car at the garage.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Well, I did the homework.
Okay, thank you.
I got two of them.
Sorry.
I'm so spontaneous this way. Yom Kippur Barbie.
Yom Kippur Barbie?
It comes in a dress down to her ankles.
Yes.
She wears a wig.
Yes.
Has long sleeves. And when you press her belly, it rumbles because she has not eaten because she's fasting.
Atone, bitch!
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That would be good in Muncie.
Sure.
Lakewood?
Absolutely.
Those places.
Curious Joel. Oh, my.
You would sell.
Huge seller.
Yeah.
But it would have to be on sale.
And now you made it anti-Semitic.
I did. I'm sorry. I made it ugly.
Did this jog your memory at all?
No, I'm trying. Now the adrenaline's pumping because I'm at school without my homework, and I'm like, I can't remember what I said.
You failed.
I know.
And then we have Mardi Gras Barbie.
Mardi.
She comes with beads, a red Solo cup, and a breakaway shirt that can be pulled up to show her nippleless boobs.
Do you get beads for nippleless boobs?
Yeah, I think you do.
You do?
Because
okay.
Dickless Kens are the ones giving you the beads.
If there were, now this is going to happen, I guess, because this is actually a question I have. I'm not really sure about this.
This is the place for it.
If a woman has breast cancer, right, and
oh,
she...
Oh, God.
Well, no, well, I mean, I'm just... Wait, I'm
are
getting...
Are we doing breast cancer Barbie?
No, I'm getting someplace. No, I'm not. Oh, God, no.
Just one boob.
No, but I mean...
Scars. Oh,
no, I didn't go... No.
I did.
You went there. I didn't do that.
You brought me there.
I'm so sorry.
I feel like you brought me to the house and I just walked inside.
I opened the door and said, let yourself in.
Yeah, I feel like
I'm not going into the house.
Let me make myself at home. And then the awful spilled out. I feel that's what happened. I wasn't going to go there on my own. But.
Well, you know what? I just kind of made a slight puncture wound in your belly and you spilled the guts all over the place. How dare you?
Yeah, well.
I'm saying this is a real question that I have. Now, if a woman has, and I'm not thinking that you necessarily have the answer to this.
Oh, I have the answer.
Maybe somebody in the chat or
something. I have an
answer. You have an answer. Okay.
So
she has reconstruction, right?
Right.
And so there's two boobs there, but can they save the nipples and put them on the new boobs?
Yeah, yeah.
And do they
work? You can do
work?
Nipple. Yeah, yeah. I don't know if they're working girls.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, I mean, will they feel anything? Because it's like...
I think so.
I think because the nerves are still in there, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so now here's the thing that if they can't, because I always thought, well, if you had, this is my own ignorance, I know this is ignorant, but if you have breast cancer and it's, you'd be afraid that if you save the nipples, if you bank the nipples and you put them on the new ones, wouldn't you be slightly afraid that there would be cancer cells in the nipples? And you've just, like, made brand new ones, and now you've put,
no, they,
like,
well, they might make nipples out of other body parts. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. Oh.
They might be, like, take the skin off your elbow.
That's not going to feel anything. Except if you bang it really hard.
Well, you put the nerve endings in there.
Oh,
you're
true.
Just looking for appearance.
Yeah, yeah. Well, now, if there was somebody who was reconstructed and
maybe,
didn't
or
have
maybe
nipples.
A cadaver.
Yeah, true.
Nipples off of a cadaver. I mean,
I don't know if they do that.
I don't see nipples on the back of the license, but it doesn't mean it's not there.
I would donate my nipples.
You should donate.
Yes, I.
There's no reason for your nipples to stop living once, even after you do.
Yes, they should go
The girls should live on.
They are fantastic. Someone else should benefit.
Celine Dion sang "My Heart Goes On" in Titanic. I believe the fault will be my nipples go on.
Left, right. You know, instead of near and far.
Got that CD somewhere. Does not get listened
my
to.
My nipples go on.
Well, those are just long nipples, and I don't know what the appeal is on those.
Long nipples? What do you mean?
Wait, you said
hers?
My nipples go on.
National Geographic, like, dangly boobs? No. No, they're nice. But, Joe's girl says they can get tattoo nipples. Okay.
Oh, like tattoo eyebrows.
Yeah, I've seen that. But what I mean is...
That's going to frustrate somebody.
Yes.
Fucking do it to a baby. Just fucking punk a baby.
But you, what?
No, kids trying to fucking suck on, just getting nothing.
Nothing.
It's like trying to stick on a suction cup when it's all fucking dried out. You just keep on sliding off.
But I wonder...
I would get skulls for nipples if I was going to get tattooed.
Oh my God!
How amazing is that?
That is really amazing.
You're welcome. You're welcome, America.
Yes, I think that's the punk rock way to handle
power?
This. I don't know.
I just have all these ideas.
Yeah, I know, but that's a good one.
They're all
you
good.
Know, like you could get your own. I mean, I know that people who have had like a mastectomy and they like don't have a boob there will get tattooing.
Yeah,
and they get some like beautiful designs and stuff. I mean, you know, make
never the hills
lemonade out
never,
of lemon.
Never the Rocky Mountains. It looks like great plains.
No geographical scenes of mountains.
No, there's no, there's no 3D no. images coming at you.
But as a man, if you had a woman who, you know, unfortunately had to lose her breasts and she got reconstructed ones, but they didn't have nipples. Would it be as exciting? Like, would it be as interesting to see them?
Is she keeping her pee rags by the side of the toilet?
No pee rags are in evidence.
I mean, would it be as,
without nipples, I mean.
Honestly, it's the whole thing with the nipples is, yeah, we like to look at them. But I mean, once you get down to it, it's really for the woman's enjoyment.
Yeah, well, because so, you can't, your hands can't feel
no,
anything.
I mean, you're doing something like that to please your partner.
Right, right.
So, I mean, if she's pleased by it, yes, it's exciting.
Okay.
If she's not pleased by it, it's one more thing we could cross off the list. Now you can blow me.
Less time for you.
Yeah, sure.
More back on me.
Sure.
But, would tattoo nipples, like, be a good idea?
Well,
rather than nothing.
As much as everybody should have a tattoo of me.
On their breasts.
Yeah, I think that would be disturbing.
Little Davenheads.
I think I would be kind of freaked out staring into myself. Or maybe I'd be attracted. Go, wow, these are the best looking breasts I've ever seen. Finally, somebody's done it right.
Unless you're such an egotist. Awesome. There's me, and then there's me.
It's like, wow, I'm making out with me. This is the best thing ever.
Oh, I wish I could do more of this.
I'm going to motorboat me.
I'm going to titty fuck
now
me.
Now I have three fucking headaches. Oh. What have I done? Oh, I can't come on me. I don't like that.
No. Oh, no. No pearl necklace tonight. Oh, that was so dirty.
Yeah, it was. I think, listen, you know, obviously, if you're getting to that point,
yeah,
you're kind of into, like, I don't think there's a way you can back out of it. Like, say it's even a one night stand.
Right.
I don't think you can even back out. I mean, you got to be a real dick to like, I'm out of here. You got to be a real dick to do that. But so assuming that's not the scenario.
Right.
Even if it's somebody you love, man, go, hey, this is your reality. They're still the same person. Yeah. I mean, maybe you had the even conversation about what to get on there.
True. I mean, I think that would be
I would want Aerosmith wings. so I can have a good tune going on while I'm doing stuff.
Did it? Oh wait,
dude looks like a lady. Sorta.
Wait, no, that was the wrong song.
Like, here's the thing: I don't get why women lick male nipples.
They're not a really exciting feature. As a matter of fact,
some women do. It's like, stop it.
Oh, really? Because
get away from this.
Yeah, no.
South woman.
No, a lot of men are like, not my thing.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. It's like, but if you don't have that same, you know, weird, like, oh, this is overstimulating, or that just feels like funny, not exciting, then you don't know. Because, you know, on women, nipples feel good, you know.
Well, that's why we do it.
Yeah.
I'm not paying attention to nipples for my own well-being.
No.
No, I'm not. I'm doing it for the partner.
Yeah, no, I get that.
I'm a gentleman.
I'm just saying that, you know, but I don't see, like, if a guy's got, like, an open shirt. Like,
two shows in a row about nipples.
I think we're fixated. But, I mean, like, if a guy has an open shirt, it's like, that's nice. But it's like, I'm not going, oh, show me some nip. I don't.
No. You want to see a six-pack?
Yeah.
You want to see some pecs?
Yeah.
Women are not interested.
But even some pecs are not, like, very
nice. No, you don't want to see,
you know?
Like, you want to see definition?
Definition.
You don't want to see, like, you don't want them rivaling your breasts.
Right. Oh, no. If you've got bigger boobs than
me,
I'm pissed.
But you do like to see the pecs dance.
That's cute.
Yeah, you like that.
Yeah.
I mean, but guys like to see nipples. But if we're getting down to business, first of all, it's like, cool, I can do this.
Right.
Yeah. And he's like, wow, so no, I got the second. Woohoo!
I'm in! Like, almost.
Like, there's definitely that part of the conquest, at least in my mind.
Yeah. I'm asking you as a man, because I'm not one.
And since one isn't here, I'll play the part.
Could you step up?
I will, you know, acting, as much as I do with my scammers. I will act and try to put myself in this uncomfortable position.
Thank you.
The first time, like, if it's not somebody you've been with a lot, there's always that conquest thing. Hey, what are they going to let me get away with?
Yeah. Sure.
There's that.
Yeah.
So, like, wow. I got to the side boob.
Yep.
I got the nipple.
Oh.
All right, let's stay here for a while. Let's see how they react. All right, they're kind of digging this. Mm-hmm. Or they're shooting me away. All right, back, shoulder rub.
run away.
like it's always new to do new shit. Now, when you're with somebody for a while.
Yeah.
At this point.
You know what they like.
At this point, you're blowing Mr. Helix because he likes it.
Yeah.
You're not doing it because it's new and exciting. At this point.
Not because it's new, but it is exciting.
For him.
No, I.
Really?
Yeah.
You are a team player.
there's something.
Like for me, the enjoyment, the excitement for me is them being excited.
Yeah, that's the part.
That's the turn on.
Yes.
So if they're not excited about, I don't need to do this shit. Let's just get it in.
But, right. No, I get that. If it's not, yeah, if you're like, I don't know, but I mean, I think most women, you know, like, their nipples are sensitive.
Listen, you always want to conquest new nipples. Old nipples are for the owner.
Okay. Oh.
I'm just telling you.
Okay.
Old nipples are for the owner. If I'm doing stuff, we've been together a while, that's for you, baby. I'm doing that for you.
Right.
New nipples. I want to see what that's about. I don't know why. I want to see what they look like.
Yep.
I want to see how they fit in the mouth.
Well, because it's
want to see how they touch? They're new.
Do they have that great new car smell?
Yes, that's, well, I hope not. Better than that old piss rag smell.
Leathery.
But I mean, if you're with somebody, getting back to your point, if you're with somebody and they still want, and they've had reconstruction, and they still enjoy it.
Yeah.
Or even like, well, this used to be something you guys did, and now even though she doesn't necessarily enjoy it as much, you don't want to put it in her head that he doesn't like, that I don't like this anymore.
Right.
You don't want her to be self-conscious.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of psychology that goes into it.
Sure.
I think it depends on the people.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. That was really helpful.
That's what I'm here for, baby.
I know, but it's like,
I could have helped young Pip. I help old Pip. I don't think people appreciate how much I do.
I know. Well, actually, the people that I interact with outside of here are very thankful for your work, because I'm in between therapists, and oh my God, you know, women cannot live on crazy pills alone.
It's like I tell you, I'm one of your bestest and most valuable people in your life.
Yes.
You don't always realize this.
No, I don't. I don't. But I'm right now, I'm on that part of rational that I'm agreeing with you.
That's what you should. I provide a service to you.
And everybody out there that I'm not taking it out on, yeah. That you're welcome.
Listen, you can't walk up to your coworkers and ask.
No, and you know,
Mr. Helix is going to think it's a trick question. Go, all right. What do you have to tell me? Where is this going?
Oh, yeah, no, totally. I mean, not that I couldn't have that conversation.
And your brother
with
will just make an awkward joke and make everybody uncomfortable.
Yes.
So,
oh my God.
So, yeah. See, so logically, I'm the guy.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's like, you know, like if you're asking your partner, yeah, he would be like, oh my
God, what's
wrong?
Happening? Are you okay?
What's the matter?
And how am I supposed to answer this?
Yes, and there's really it. I just see landmines.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, I know there's a right answer. How am I going to get there?
Right, right. And it's like, if I ask that at work, well, I'm being suspended. Then I'm going to be asked to see a lot of videos that are mandated by the state. Actually, I've already seen that. I've taken that training. But but no, these are things that I need to know.
I don't know why you need to know.
It popped in my head and you were sitting there. So
well,
thank
I mean,
you.
You said this is something that you've been wondering for a while.
Yeah, I have been.
I think that's what it is. I think that's what it is. New nipples, new body parts, always fucking exciting. You'll do stuff with new things just to see what you can get away with.
Well, you know, there was a guy on Facebook. He posted something. I don't even remember what it was about, but it was something about...
Was it Greta Thunberg in Epstein Island?
No, it was not. It was about boobs, and like some of the women were saying, I can't believe that at this age, they're still exciting for you. And the guys are like, well, yeah. And I said, well, I kind of get it, because there's no two pair alike, and it's like... So it's not like it gets to be old hat, because it's like, oh... Brand new ones. Let's see what this looks like.
Yeah, new's always exciting. But men or women, you can't fucking deny it. Mm-hmm. No matter how much in love you are, I'm not saying you're going to act on it, but
right.
New is always exciting. That's why we watch sexy people. That's why, yeah. That's why TV and movie are filled with sexy people.
Right, because we like to look.
We like to look. It doesn't mean you're going to act on it.
No.
But you like to get your little fantasy.
And it's nothing against your partner's significant
other. No, I don't
think
that's cheating.
I don't either.
I mean, you know, it's
looking fun. Isn't cheating.
No.
You'd have to gouge everybody's eyes out, you know?
I mean, listen, there's a reason why I'm not on TV. And why
same here.
And why Channing Tatum is.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I do wonder? Getting back to the scammer thing real quick.
Oh, yeah, please.
I do wonder, it's like, this girl, if she's real,
yeah,
is a dime.
What does a dime
a
mean?
10.
Oh,
a
thank
10.
You. You kids in your lingo.
Yeah, why is she talking to me?
Well, yeah, you do. What is?
And we've talked.
What
about,
are they thinking?
And we've talked about. You know, when we used to really talk about this stuff all the time. Go, listen. You got to be honest with yourself. You know, if you're a 3,
yeah,
and this person's a 10.
Yeah.
What's going on? But
right.
here's what I think of. Well, I'm not a 3.
No,
I'm
no.
not a 3. And Fake Davin is really fucking interesting.
Yes, yes.
Fake Davin is unlike anybody else they're talking. So I think, are they really interested? And I think that's where the Belinda thing kind of gets fucked in my head. Because we all think that there was a friendship or a kinship of some sort there.
Well, she was very interested in you. I don't want to venture into, do I think that she was necessarily into you?
No,
I mean,
no.
But
she liked to me. She liked talking
to
me.
Yeah.
She had
you
fun
were the best part of her day.
That's what Joe said.
That's what Joe said, and he's right.
Listen to any clip, and Joe will be saying it.
Yeah, no, because he was like...
And that's also in my head, too. It's like, well, maybe I'm the best part of their day, because that's ingrained in my head, because Joe used to say that all the time.
Yeah.
So, but there was a part of me going, this girl's a 10. Why is she talking to me? She's got all these other handsome guys on there. Why isn't she responding to me? She responded to these other handsome...
Well, and you were getting yourself all... Wait a minute, does she look at him and think that he's got better pecs than me?
Impossible. Impossible.
Well, you know, I mean...
But you do get self-conscious.
Of course.
Because let's be honest, you're never getting scammed by a 4.
Well, you are.
No, you are. You're probably getting scammed by a 1.
Yes. But, I mean, what are the creatures that my friend tried to make me date when I was 8?
Like, I think real Belinda was probably a 6.
Yeah.
Probably. Now, if you're into, you know, in some circles, she might be an 8 or a 9.
Right. Right. Like, I mean, to our eyes, she was a six.
She was attractive.
Yeah.
She's cute.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, to some, she might be higher, but she was not a two.
No, 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 no.
No. But I mean, so you wonder, go, ha. I wonder if this person's really into me. If they are a 10, I'm doing well. I don't want this to end. It's so fucking stupid.
I know.
It's so fucking stupid. But that's what people don't understand. But I guess when people are being scammed, I guess they do have those insecurities. Like, at some point, like, we saw some really older, less attractive men and women being scammed by very attractive men and women. The pictures were very attractive.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wonder, when we say, yeah, they got to be realistic with these. Like, I wonder, do they have those doubts? Does it ever cross their mind? They go, no, I fucking deserve this. Which is the right attitude.
I
like that. I wish I had that. It's, no, I fucking deserve
it. I know. This. I wish I had that kind of
I don't have. I don't have that attitude.
There was a girl that I knew in middle school. And
oh, no.
No, not like that. But she was not attractive. She was short and a little stout, and she...
This was her handle? This was her spout?
Kind of. She had kind of a tea kettle-ish figure.
She whistle?
You know, I don't know. Never had the opportunity to try that out on her. No, she was... She didn't really have a great personality.
Oh, I've talked about this before. If you're ugly, you got to bring the personality.
Yeah, so, I mean, she wasn't great looking. She didn't have a very pleasant personality, but she thought her shit didn't stick.
Confidence is intoxicating.
Yeah, and it's like, so when, that's like, I didn't have a boyfriend, I didn't even have a hope of a boyfriend. And yet this one has got a guy.
Good looking guy?
Okay.
Right, still traded up.
Still traded up, you all know? Right. And I was like, I guess it's that you know, real self-esteem.
Well, fake Davin often will have that self-esteem.
Right.
Whereas real Davin has a lot of insecurities.
Hey, yes,
real
we do.
Real Davin's confident in some things.
Yeah.
But insecure in other things. Like,
sure.
Like a lot of human beings. Fake Davin, there's aspects of fake Davin where he's the fucking man.
Fake Davin, I'm looking across the room at one of those little those bouncy ball toys that you can sit on and hippity hop on them. And it's giant and bright blue. Yeah. There's fake Davin's sack right over there.
I don't think it has to be
I'm
blue.
Sorry, it's blue.
I don't
but
think it has to be blue.
But it's giant. Well,
the other one's deflated. There's fake Davin's sack.
No, the giant one. That's fake Davin's sack. He's very confident.
Yes.
You know.
Well,
and,
I mean, fake Davin will date a professional cheerleader.
Sure.
Fake Davin is having one night stands on the road.
Yes.
Everything is going great for fake Davin.
Right.
I mean, he'll have his insecurity go, what's going on? Because you got to mix some shit up.
Oh, yeah.
But fake Davin, he can bring the arrogance level to very high.
Yeah, and you know what's really funny to me is that these scammers find that very attractive. Even though they seem to be going for the weakest link, because obviously they want to bring them in and get money from them. But fake Davin has got big balls, and they're still like, huh.
I think they like that.
Maybe because they don't get enough of that.
I think that's what it is. Like, wow, this guy's different.
Yeah, they
at
have
the end,
they're
still trying to separate me from my money.
Sure.
That's always the end game.
But there have been all these other people that they were probably talking to that are like,
falling all over
them.
Oh,
you love me? Oh, you're the my shining star, my gleaming whatever, you know? And it's like, ugh. You know, they get so sick of all that simpering.
Fake Davin, you know, he loves you.
Yeah.
But he, you know what? He's not going to. Fake Davin does not focus on appearance.
Yeah.
Fake Davin does not. Oh, you're so beautiful. Fake Davin will go, oh, you're so smart. You're so driven.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
Fake Davin. So fake Davin is talking to them for a different reason.
Yeah, and so they like that.
Yes. You got to think, especially if it's a woman I'm dealing with.
Especially if it's a woman that doesn't look anything like the hot broad in the picture.
And fake Davin always gives them a chance to come clean. Listen, I don't care if you're not. I'll say, this is a. Yeah, you can always find yaks in a fake Davin story.
Yeah. Strangely, yes.
You almost always find yaks, and you can almost always find fake Davin. Go, listen, baby, I don't care if it's not. You in the picture. I'm just so into you. Now, if it's not you, just tell me now.
Right.
Because I was
giving him an out.
Yes. Yes.
And they don't take it.
Well, sometimes they do. But those are a couple of traits of fake Davin, which I would imagine is attractive to anybody.
Sure.
To anybody. All right, well, this guy's a little different. I mean, I'm going to still do horrible things to his wallet. I'm still going to lead him on. But I'm going to. But I might feel a little bad doing it.
Yeah, because this one at least seems like he's in it for the right reasons.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
And we got to remember, they don't know the different levels of comedy, stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
So fake Davin's a huge success.
Oh, sure.
It's like real Davin.
Oh, yeah. But you're in show business. Who do they know that's in show business?
Right. Right. I'm not an accountant.
Right.
I'm not a janitor, to bring that up. Again.
How dare you, sir?
No, but I'm not a teacher.
How dare you denigrate the janitorial arts?
No, I got shit going on.
Yeah,
it's like, hey, you do you, but you know at any moment I might bang abroad, and sometimes I do. Because I throw stuff in there.
And you confess.
Yeah, I do, because, I want to be honest.
Yeah.
And I want to see the reaction.
Until we get to be together, I'm still going to bang mad chicks.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to throw that in there.
And they're like, what? What? You're not totally committed to me? Fake person from across the ocean? What?
Right.
I think that must be startling.
I think fake Davin in all his incarnations is intriguing.
Yeah, I think so too. I do. I think that it's really like a completely different take. Like, this is not what I was expecting.
But I'm still stupid enough to believe their bullshit.
Oh, of course.
Still stupid enough not to do any research. Still stupid enough to have a relationship even though I've never seen you.
I
shouldn't say stupid. Naive.
No, I was just going to say that it's very naive. And I really do. I mean, good for you if you really do have that self-esteem that girl I was talking about in middle school had. But you really look in the mirror. And if you see a lot less attractive than the person that's talking to you, you have to, like, take a pause and really think through, like, really pay attention to those red flags that you've been ignoring.
See, I always go through that and go, well, I am in fucking show business, and that's intoxicating.
No, it is.
That's how I always mean you. No, but that's
how
I reason through it with this shit.
Yes.
That's intoxicating.
Yeah.
And fake Davin's pretty fucking intelligent. Not intelligent enough to figure this shit out. Ain't that fucking bright.
But I'm saying that the people who have been scammed, I know that they want it to be true so badly, but you really do have to take a little honest inventory.
You have to. Like, I would probably ask some of these girls in quotes,
yeah,
at some point, why are you with me?
Yeah.
I see the guys that you keep on adding.
Yeah. Or
I know they can't speak English, and barely you can, but
I know that, like, if you're older and you're disabled.
Well, I'm starting to get on that older fucking curve now.
Well,
I mean, when I started this shit.
Yeah.
What was it, 2012? It's fucking 7 years ago. I was not older. I was a young buck. And now Adam, our social media guy, he's got me making fucking videos all the time. So they know I'm real. That kind of takes away an element of this shit.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
It's not the shiny headshot anymore. Yeah, find a picture of me. Fucking headshots. They all look fucking great. They're going with all these fucking glamour shots and shit.
Oh,
and
right.
I'm looking at me, ugh, I'm fucking tired. Let me go to the backyard and film my stupid story. Look like shit. Is that a zit? Ugh, my hair is gray. Stupid receding. Oh, why do I have a double chin from this angle? Hold the camera up, stupid.
Oh, please.
But I got to put all that shit out there now. It just goes into the game. Why are they even talking to me? Oh, because they're not real.
You're talking to the formerly invisible woman.
I know.
Oh, my God, the pain. It was like giving birth to a baby that first video.
What pisses me off is all the working out. It's like, huh. Like, I'll see a picture of me in a suit. Go, why do I look like I have no fucking neck? What the fuck happened?
It's a middle-aged thing. All of a sudden, our necks go away. I know a woman who is... she's not a household name, but she is in show business, and there are people in certain circles that definitely know who she is. And it's like when she was younger, very, very fit, still fit and small. But, we were all complaining, the women were talking about, physical flaws. And she was saying that she didn't like her neck now.
Yeah, no,
that
you
she's
get,
getting
get that
older.
Old turkey neck. Yeah.
And it's like it's not even like a really like the first thing that you notice about her, or even the second thing that you notice about her.
That's why I've done away with my neck.
You've done. It's completely like chin to chest, right? I think part of it's working out.
But.
That's what happened. Well, yes, your neck definitely gets thicker for some reason when people
doing a lot of
work
exercises.
Yeah, when people work out, it's like your neck gets bigger.
Yeah, and I didn't have enough neck to lose.
Because it's like, yeah, I definitely wanted that part bulked up.
Yeah, so that's part of what goes into this too. But yeah, you do have to ask yourself.
You should.
But if you do want to scam him, bring that fucking confidence. Bring that fucking confidence.
Yep. It
but
works.
if you're not scamming them, be honest with yourself. Go, what's going on here? This person's probably, you know, I'm 62 and I'm housebound and this is a Marine. Or I'm 44 and you know, I'm okay and this person's a lingerie model.
I could lose 40 pounds, you know, and this person is a lingerie model, as you said. It's like, are they really? Because lingerie models are known for their intellectual depth, and I was just wondering if they just noticed how intellectual I am, and that's the attraction. Because
I think so.
The first thing they went by was what I look like, because that's all they had to work on.
All I'm going to tell you is fake Gavin's a pussy magnet. That's all I'm going to.